Well, we've been living through interesting times here all over our country, all over the world, all over the nation. But we are now going from fall into winter. There's no doubt about that. And when you think of winter, you think of all the outdoor activities that we have and how blessed we are that right around the corner, we have Mohawk Mountain Ski Area for people and families that love to ski. And yes, there will be skiing this winter. Of course, everything is on a day-by-day basis. And we'll introduce you right now once to Carol Luger. Carol, nice to speak to you again this year.
Thank you. Nice to be there.
And Cassie, nice to speak to you. Now, I guess what I'll put out in front of you, and Carol, I've known you the longest, so I'll ask you this question first. Normally,
okay. All
you have to worry about is opening up is the weather and cold weather if you need to make snow. This year, of course, along with the weather, is COVID-19. So let's get that 600-pound gorilla out in the open right now. When this interview is posted up on our on-demand page, there's a COVID-19 responsibility code that I have set there. So let's talk a little bit about your preparations and how you're going to operate with COVID-19 as it stands right now, because we never know what the state or what the anything like, but as it stands right now.
We are prepared to open, as we usually do, as soon as we get some cold weather, a nice long window and a few cold nights, and we make snow. We will open with a gradual building of snow and things to do. We don't know what exactly that formula will be because it changes every year. There is, in addition to COVID, a lot of stuff that goes into getting us open, certainly the weather, but also staffing and training. And we've been very gratified that a lot of our staff is returning, and we have a lot of experience out there, which will make dealing with some of the COVID issues a lot better for us. We are taking it very, very seriously. We are doing a lot of changes in terms of how we operate. In general, the actual skiing part is almost a good outdoor activity because it self-distances. Skis are long, spaces are open, and lifts can be, you can be spread apart as you go up them. It's the other stuff where I think we're seeing the most concern and challenges and where customers will see the biggest changes. The first one will be in the parking lot, and we will do a lot more to direct people and get people to the most appropriate place for them. People at this ski area, as well as across the country, are being asked to do all their gearing up out of their car. And so we want to get you directly to the slopes instead of anything with an intermediary step. The lodge will have the biggest constraints on it because we are at currently 50% capacity. We expect that will change up and down as we go ahead, and that will affect the services we can offer there, but certainly there'll be a few minutes to come in and get warm and use the restrooms and things like that. Our lesson programs will be going off as scheduled pretty much, and that will vary. There will be some size reductions, I think, in that kind of program, we will be doing the best we can to keep everybody far apart and having fun. I think the biggest change is how much we will be doing online, and I will turn that over to Cassie because that's much more her area of expertise than mine.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, Cassie, online, first of all, the thing I've noticed over the past couple of years, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, are more and more people buying season passes out in front and using those, or it's still you drive up there like you used to and get everything right there when you drive up?
Well, we have a variance of customers. We do have a good season pass base, but we also have a lot of day tickets. You know, those people that it's snowing out, they decide, let's jump in the car and go skiing. And then there's some that plan ahead and they ski. You know, they planned it a few weeks ago. So it really varies. This year we have had a good response. We do have a lot of our returners and new people as well.
You know, I'm looking at your website, and what's great about your website is it's really simple to navigate. We'll talk a little bit about that. I mean, you have sections like the mountain, tickets and passes, lessons, packages, rental, tubing, and more. So let's talk a little bit about your website, the internet portion of it, and also about your tubing as well as the skiing.
Sure. So we have a section of our website where it's currently named Book and Buy. It's what we call our snow tracks. So you can order pretty much everything right on there, and then you are able to come to the mountain and pick up. We have everything preset for you as far as rentals go. We have your tickets already printed, your name tags for lessons, all that good stuff. It's all ready for you to go, so it makes it really simple. And this year, which obviously is the most important, it's virtually contactless, which is what people are looking for. And we're fortunate to have a lot of experience in this department, whereas other skiers, I know, you know, they've been racking their brains and trying to figure out how to do stuff online, but luckily we've been doing it for years, so this is nothing new to us.
Explain to me what Mohawk Money is.
So that's our gift card. It was, you know, a fun way of naming it. And it can be used anywhere on the mountain. So it's really convenient. Again, a great option for contactless payments. So if you typically would send your kid with a $20 bill, instead, grab a Mohawk Money card and they can use that anywhere. Then there's not the exchange of the cash and all that, added time and contact and whatnot.
I was just going to say, that seems to fit in well with to make things even more efficient this winter, a great way to, A, get people gifts and a great way for you to cut down on that exchange of money.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also load your season pass with Mohawk Money, so you only need that one card. You don't have to bring anything else with you.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the tubing hill now and how that works. We've had people love tubing, and we've had a lot of people ask us about it. So explain a little bit about your tubing hill.
We do have several lanes, up to 10, depending on weather. We run it in sessions, and you are welcomed into the tubing area. You receive a tube and a ticket for a time period, and some instructions and some rules, of course, because they're with everything. And then you're just off with the program and sliding downhill, and it's more fun and more interesting from a business side than I ever expected it to be. And people do enjoy it, and you don't need to know how to ski.
You know, what's great about, I think, what you've done also at Mohawk is that with the of course advancement of snowboards and everything like that, but this is just another way, I think, with the tubing, is to get people to the ski area who might not ski right away, and they're young kids, and you've got families, but it's a nice family activity, and then sooner or later on, that transitions into you having to have those people come and ski, not just tube.
There's some of that, and I think the industry is seeing that as a whole. It's been talked about a little bit more. I don't think any of the ski areas really saw it as that, at least initially. But I think the whole mountain environment and something to do is appealing to a lot of people. Certainly this year, being outside is just so important to everyone, and we're glad to play a role in that, and we just hope that everyone's going to come out and pay attention to the safety rules that are all around us in terms of masks and distancing, and that we can have a successful winter.
And Cassie, you obviously, the world revolves around handheld phones and the internet now, and you obviously, your internet makes it anybody that wants to go to MohawkMTN.com. I think everything that you could possibly want to know and do is at that website. Are you really happy with the response that people have given you to that website?
Yes, I think it's definitely a good tool. And if anybody has any further questions, they can certainly give us a call or reach out to us by email, social media. We're always willing to help and answer those questions.
Now, Carol, since 1947, this is pretty amazing.
Yes.
I mean,
it's been a fun run, and there's more to go.
But just imagine what's happened since not only since 1947. Let's just talk about what's happened at Mohawk Mountain in the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, it really, what you've done and what you continue to do with the ski area, which I think is great, is local people appreciate it. But I think by what you're doing, more and more people are finding out that if you want to bring a family, Mohawk really is the perfect place to go. It's a challenging place to ski, and yet it's a fun place to ski, and it's close by.
And it's close to home, which I think means a lot to people this year. And we are doing everything we can to get people out and to experience winter, we think, at its best. But it's just, there's so many concerns that people have, and we hope that we can earn everyone's trust and that they will share their time and their winter with us.
We're looking forward to seeing everybody and offering a fun place to come this winter that's outdoors.
The only request that I think I have, Marshall, for Mohawk Mountain and probably for everywhere, is that people just deal with the times that we're in and be positive and be communicative. If there's a problem, let us know. If there's any contagion, let us know. We can deal with a lot of stuff if we have the information to do so. But when stuff isn't as open as maybe it could be, or it's disregarded, it just makes the ski experience a little tougher. It makes running a business really tough, and it goes to the trust that we have in our skiers, our staff, and in our fellow human beings.
Well, it's Mohawk Mountain on the web, mohawkmtn.com. And, of course, as the slogan says, social distancing since 1947. Have a great winter, guys, and we'll obviously get an update from you as the snow begins to fall.
Thank you very much, Marshall.
Thanks, Marshall. It's nice to talk to you again.